you like comics, you're not only in luck, you're in the right place. It's April 23rd, 2024. Today, a new sneak peek at my adventures with Superman, a new DC animated premiere, an update about the Death Stranding film adaptation, and we prep for new comics this week. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. Adult Swim released a new sneak peek at Season 2 of My Adventures with Superman. It's the very first clip we've seen even before any release date or trailer or anything to that effect. We start with a close-up of Clark's face. I say Clark instead of Superman because he's still wearing his glasses. Then, from off-screen, we hear someone calling his name, but they don't say Clark or Superman, they say Kal-El. It's his father, or at least the holographic projection of him. Between a broken English and Kryptonian, he's leaving Superman a warning. Something is coming, something is wrong. The frozen landscape swirls around them both. Perhaps this is the Fortress of Solitude. He warns Kal-El, "There is another like you. We are running out of time." The sky seems to fall right before Clark's eyes, and a spaceship crashes down on him with unbelievable destructive force. There is no release date for Season 2 of My Adventures with Superman at this time. Justice League Crisis on Infinite Earths Part 2 premieres today. Here's how WB Discovery and DC describe the film. An endless army of shadow demons bent on the destruction of all reality swarms over our world and all parallel Earths. The only thing opposing them is the mightiest team of metahumans ever assembled, but not even the combined power of Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, and all their fellow superheroes can slow down the onslaught of this invincible horde. What mysterious force is driving them, and how do the long-buried secrets of the Monitor and Supergirl threaten to crush our last defense? This is the second part of a trilogy, and things are definitely going to ramp up in this film. It's available on digital today. Alex Leibovici runs Hammerstone Studios, who is releasing Boy Kills World. They're also teaming with A24 to work on Hideo Kojima's Death Stranding film. In an interview with MovieWeb, Leibovici shared an update about the film. He said, "Jordan Peele was never directing. I think that's like an internet rumor. There's a relationship that Hideo has with Jordan. There are developments coming soon that I can't share yet. Right now, it's in the crafting of the story. That's where we're at in the development process. I think people are going to be extremely excited about that one too. Hideo is brilliant and we're so happy to have A24 on. It's going to be unlike any other video game adaptation ever made. So that's a fun one. So we're thrilled over the moon. They're engaged with it. In fact, the A24 team, they've actually been playing Death Stranding since it came out. They've been fans of Hideo since they were young, and so they aggressively came after being a part of this because they understand him and his world, and they understand what we're all trying to accomplish with it." There is no further news about the Death Stranding film at this time. Today's Tuesday, which means that tomorrow we get lots of new comics. DC Comics is releasing Detective Comics number 1084. This is the beginning of Gotham Nocturne Act 3. Gotham is corrupted by the power of the Orgrim's hypnotic suggestions, and no one seems to remember Batman. Image Comics is releasing Duke number 5, which sees Duke betrayed by his allies and hunted by a new enemy. Jumping into the middle of comics can be daunting, though, so there are lots of comics you can begin tomorrow. Boom Studios is releasing Something is Killing the Children number 36, which serves as a good starting point for new fans, but also continues to explore the world from previous releases. This issue will reveal more of Erica Slaughter's formative past. Distillery is releasing a new horror comic, Spectrograph number 1, from James Tinney IV and Christian Ward. It's a ghost story steeped in the decay of a century of capitalism. All of these comics and so many more will hit the shelves at your local comic book shop tomorrow. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. James Gunn confirmed that animatics and recordings have been wrapped for DC's Creature Commandos animated project. Come back tomorrow so we can talk about video games. That's Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines for April 23rd, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.